Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Now back to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Probably edited.
Yes, it is, of course.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm waiting for some lyrics, and then I'm like,
Nook,
oh, wait a second.
Nook, if you look.
All right. Look. I get some there of those in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Some
there we
that.
Go. KB, what do we got? All right, let's go to that VIP line. DeForest Buckner, Indianapolis Colts defensive lineman, one of the best players in the National Football League, joining us right here on Nick and Cecil. DeForest, good evening. Thanks for joining the show, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I got to ask you, man, how shocked were you when that trade comes through and all of a sudden we learn, wait a second, in March, you're going to be an Indianapolis Colt, traded for a first-round pick from the 49ers to the Colts. How surprised were you when that news went down?
Yeah, the day it officially came out, I wasn't surprised at all. I kind of knew a week before that. So we're just waiting for the news to really, drop. And when it finally, came out, I mean, it was kind of a weight off my shoulders because I had to keep it, on the down low with my family. So.
Right.
Well, D-Buck, man, it's great to hear your voice, man. And I'm so proud of all the things that you accomplished, but I want to keep it on a different tip. Let's talk about, being a family man now and how that has changed, if at all, the way you look at your career in the game of football moving forward.
Yeah, honestly, no, it hasn't really changed much. I having my firstborn, having my son about a month ago, I mean, he's definitely been a blessing. And I mean, since day one, since I've started, everything in my career, I've done everything for my family. So, that mindset and that's never changed. But it's definitely lit another spark under me. You know what I mean? Having my firstborn, so it's definitely motivating.
Well, definitely motivated out on the football field again. DeForest Buckner joining us here on Nick and Cecil, one of the best and most disruptive. Would you like? Are you defensive tackle? Are you defensive end? You can do both. Like, is there a preference that you like? Like, I'm a DN, I'm a D tackle because you're
nah,
basically
I,
both.
I mean, I play the three technique. I've been playing the three technique the past 3 years, so I'm a D tackle.
Okay, defensive tackle. DeForest Buckner joining us here, and when we look at this division, and of course the Broncos going up against Kansas City Chiefs, you face that team, you know what it's mm-hmm. like. Interior pressure. Broncos get Jarrell Casey, right? They're trying to improve that interior pressure. Just how important is that against these, new era quarterbacks? I don't care if it's Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, just these more athletic, dangerous quarterbacks.
Right.
How is it that you guys in the middle, defensive tackles, are so incredibly important to that?
Yeah, you got to, you have to make it hard on them. Those quarterbacks, they can hurt you with their feet. So, it doesn't matter how good your edge rushers are. You got to have the guys in the middle to apply pressure up the middle so they can't step up and, hurt you with their feet and scramble for a bunch of yards. So you got to be able to really, plug the inside with those interior rushing lanes.
Well, D-Buck, when you look at the state of NFL football right now, or just sports in general, not a lot of action, a lot of ability to go into the team facility. How are you handling this, knowing as though you want to be there with the Colts, but you can't be with the teammates at this moment?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Around this time, we're in the facility working with the guys, building that chemistry. And, especially with me being, going to a new team, I want to be out there with the guys working on the field, building that chemistry with the D-line. But, it's just the situation that we're dealt with. So, right now, obviously a lot of guys and, athletes all over are having a hard time finding places to work out and things like that if they don't have their own home gym. But I actually got a pretty good setup out here in California. So I've been getting it.
getting it done. All right, DeForest Buckner joining us here. Indianapolis Colts defensive tackle again, one of the superstars of the National Football League. That new Colts defense that you're a part of during this, you know, stay-at-home type thing, have you watched a bunch of film on your new teammates? Have you reached out to your new teammates? How excited are you to be a part of this new-look Colts defense that you're a huge part of?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, we've been doing the Zoom meetings, you know, the past month and a half now. And also, you know, I've asked for my, as soon as I could, I got asked for my iPad. And, you know, before even we started the Zoom meetings and everything, just to watch film on the defense and, you know, the guys I'm going to be working with. And we got a lot of talent on the defense for sure. You know, it's a young group. And, you know, I can see it's going a long way this year and, you know, potential of going to the Super Bowl. You know, that's the mindset that we all have right now. And, you know, just talking and working with these guys daily, you know, it makes me even more excited to be out there in person to really work with them.
So you go and join a real talented Colts defense, and Justin Houston is there. Here in Denver, we have two quality edge rushers in Bradley Chubb and Von Miller. What is kind of some of the key aspects of being a great edge rusher in this league? Because what we hear about different guys, and John and Von Miller holds his pass rush summit, but what are some of the key elements to being a dominating edge rusher in this league?
Yeah, one is, honestly, I think it's a technique. You know what I mean? Because there's a whole bunch of different type of edge rushers. You know what I'm saying? Like you got your speed rushers, you know, off the edge. And you also got your technicians, you know, like I feel like, you know, one of my top guys that I like watching film on is Chandler Jones. You know what I mean? He's a different type of edge rusher. You know what I'm saying? He's taller, you know, he's lanky, so he can use his length. You know what I mean? He doesn't have the fastest get off the line, but I mean, with his technique, I mean, he just kills guys with his length and his arms and his, you know, his hands. So, you got those different type of guys. Then you got Vaughn, you know what I mean? Who can beat you off the edge. And then he can have another, you know, he can have an offensive lineman so scared of his speed that they're bailing, crossing their feet, and then he can hit you with a long arm, you know what I mean, and toss a guy on his, you know, on his butt. So you got those different type of guys. It's all about your technique.
It's all about defensive line tying in with that secondary. Nick and I opened the show talking about that with the Broncos in general, but DeForest Buckner joining us now on the VIP line. Tell us about how those two are tied in, because Nick, playing on the back end of the defense in the NFL for a decade, he's told me privately, DeForest, he said, man, them defensive linemen, they bail me out all the time.
No, for sure. And they bail us, they bail us out all the time, too.
That's right, you know, tell the truth.
Coverage, it all works together. You know what I mean? If the D-line's not getting any pressure on the quarterback, I mean, they can, you know, he is all day, you know what I mean, back there, pat the ball and go through his reads. So it makes it harder on, you know, on the back end to hold up in coverage. So, I mean, it all ties in together, you know, when the back ends, you know, they're jamming up the receivers, you know, and giving us time to get to the quarterback. So it all balances out. And, I mean, that's one of the reasons why last year, you know, I think we were the number one passing defense in the league, you know, with the Niners, you know what I'm saying? Because we work together really well.
Now, you mentioned Chandler Jones as being one of those guys that you watched on tape because you like the way that he plays, but being a guy that can get after the quarterback yourself, do you have, like, maybe a list of the top edge rushers as defined by DeForest Buckner? Do you have a list of guys?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have it at all numbered out and everything, but I do have a list of guys that I like watching. You know, I like watching guys on the edge. You know, like I said, Chandler, Vaughn, you know, Cam Jordan, you know, Khalil. Obviously, he only had 1 year in the league, but I really think he's going to be one of the best, you know, to play. Nick Bosa, his brother Joey. Right. I mean, the Watts. I mean, I can go on for days, man. There's so many of them out there that I can't put, you know, specifically pick just one, a top five. I mean, there's so many of them out there.
He's DeForest Buckner, Indianapolis Colts defensive tackle, superstar in the National Football League, one of the best in his position. And DeForest, my final question for you, appreciate your time here and joining our show. I got to know because I'm trying to get into shape, right? I know Rounds is shape, right? But I'm trying to get in a little better shape, you know? So I go to Nick Ferguson here, and I said, Ferg, man, you got to give me some good music, some workout music. He's talking about Kenny Loggins. I think he threw in, like, some Vanilla Ice. I don't know what he's talking about. Chumbawamba. I can't remember what Nick was telling me all this
Ferg,
stuff.
What are you talking about, Ferg?
I know, man. So, DeForest, you got to give me some workout music, right? When you work out, you got that set up, right? When you're working out, give me some jams. Give me something to listen to, because Ferg's got all these crazy yacht rock, you know, songs he wants me to listen to.
I got you. Lately I've been listening to some Roddy Ricch when I work out. So,
okay,
Roddy Ricch, yeah. Lil Baby, let's see, Dolph. So I've been mixing it up.
No Lil Wayne, no Lil Wayne in there.
Here and there, Lil Wayne here and there.
Oh, okay. Now, listen, here's something I wanted to know. And I thought, you know, Cecil sounded like he was going in that direction, but I'm just going to go ahead and take the lead on this one. Now, Patrick Mahomes is in this division, and you guys put a great defensive effort together with some great defensive guys. If you are the defensive coordinator, how do you stop this guy? How do you stop him from, you know, getting outside the pocket and throwing off his back foot? How do you do that? Or is that even possible?
You know, with the great ones, I mean, it's hard. I mean, you know, we tried to do it, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, they just found a way. I mean, when it came down to it in the Super Bowl, they just made a couple more plays than us. And it came down, in my eyes, the one play that really changed it was that 3rd and 15. You know, the 3rd and 15 where, you know, he got the ball out. I mean, I was coming around the corner. Me and Nick did a little easy game, and I wrapped around, and I hit him as soon as he threw it. You know what I mean? And, I mean, just like that, that one play, you know, really gave him life. So it came down to just such a – I'm talking inches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I mean, with the great ones, you can't really hold them down. You know, they're going to find a way, so – you know, you just got to keep playing. You know what I'm saying? You got to, on the defense, you got to find a way to make that one big play.
Well, man, I definitely appreciate you taking out some time. I know you were really busy today, you know, doing a little media circuit of your own. Now you have a family, and I'm so proud of everything that you have accomplished. So thanks for blessing us with your time. And don't forget what we used to do with Ferg Fridays now, you know, those motivative talks or whatever. So I'll stay in contact with you and we'll make sure we still get that done.
And I got you. Appreciate you, Ferg.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for joining us.
Yep.
All right. There we have him. DeForest Buckner, ladies and gentlemen, defensive tackle for the Indianapolis Colts. And whew, lots of wisdom there, man. Lots of wisdom.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.